On a typical day in Meyer's kennel near Belvedere, you'd be hard-pressed not to hear this sound. But on this sunny day, the barking isn't just from dogs being taken for a walk around the property. That's Ricochet, a golden retriever. Her owner, Scott Vickery, is providing a little motivation as Ricochet prepares to dive into a large above-ground swimming pool that rests in the middle of an open field. After he walks toward the edge of a dock attached to the pool, Vickery gives the command.
This is toy. Go, 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 go!
With the toy in her mouth, Ricochet then swims back to her owner to wrap up this practice round. Scott Vickery is treasurer of the Chicagoland Dock Dogs Club, which is sponsoring the event. It's one of more than 30 regional clubs across the country. They fall under the umbrella of the National Dock Dogs Organization. And this aquatic sport for canines, which began in earnest in the year 2000, isn't just popular in the U.S. Competitions are held in other parts of the globe, including the U.K. Vickery says it's something Ricochet certainly has embraced and has become quite good at.
We've been doing this for 5 years. Ricochet has been invited to Worlds for 3 years in a row now in two of our different games.
At each event, performance is measured in various categories, including distance and vertical. Pilar Zambrano of Chicago has two dogs participating in this weekend's competition. She and her pets are newcomers to the sport.
They're getting up there. It takes a little bit to get in sync with your dog, you know. But it's a lot of fun, and they have a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about.
Knowing that her dogs love to swim, Zambrano decided to try dock diving after recently learning of the sport. She says she became hooked immediately.
That's all it took. It gets in you, and then you keep on going.
Disco is a Cocker Spaniel owned by Becky Zimbrovich of Romeoville. These two have been taking part in dock diving events for 4 years.
He loves to jump. He loves his frisbee and he loves the water. So put the two together and he's happy.
Zimbrovich says as opposed to some other dog activities that involve training, this one is more about letting loose.
We've done a lot of stuff, but the dock diving is pure fun. I mean, something that he really enjoys. No pressure, no stress to qualify in agility, no obedience pressure. It's just he gets to go and have fun and go swimming and play with his toys. That's all that matters.
And it's the type of activity enthusiasts say can really help to forge a deep bond between dogs and their owners. Jennifer Hack is a certified dog trainer based in Chicago. She says some of her clients are involved with dock diving. Hack says there are many benefits that come with it.
A tired dog, a dog that gets adequate exercise, tends to have less behavior issues, especially when you can take their drive, their energy, and channel it in a healthy way.
As a trainer, Hack says she would like to see more dog owners trying out the sport, especially those that live in urban areas where there's limited access to the outdoors.
A walk around the neighborhood is really not enough for most dogs, especially the working breeds. If you have a working breed dog, you know, look into the history of what your dog was bred to do, and you'll be able to see the energy level there. They need to swim, to run off leash, to do athletic things.
And experts say most dogs can take part in dock diving just as long as they're adequate swimmers. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.